You probably can't hear it. My heart is beating in my chest so fast. Hi, my name is Erin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear. Hi, guys. Hi. I grew up in a home that spent our entire Sunday at church, held Bible studies at our house, and parents who participated in church league softball. I have known who Jesus is for as long as I can remember and heard the gospel preached time and time again. In a really challenging transition from moving to from the Pacific Northwest to Texas in the early 2000s, I discovered two things that would shape my life dramatically: masturbation and the desire to feel safe in all situations. In school, I found myself struggling to make friends and used my relationships to give me value, worth, and security. I bought in heavily to the lie that if enough people liked me and wanted to be my friend, I would finally be worthy, good enough, funny enough, valued, complete, you choose. Here's the real sucker punch: it never happened. I was never good enough, I was never funny enough, or whole when people wanted to be my friend. I was living in a constant state of anxiety and fear, seeking approval and love from everyone that I knew. What I wouldn't have been able to tell you at age 10 is that every time I felt rejected or unsafe, I ran to fantasy and masturbation for comfort. Let me tell you that as a girl who didn't know what Longhorns and Aggies were, the difference between a first down and a touchdown, see also Pacific Northwest Native, this pattern of sin was only going to get worse as I went into middle school, the most anxiety-filled years of my life. During these years of sin, deceit, and fear, I was also an active part of Watermark Student Ministries. This meant that I was hearing truth every week on Sundays and Wednesday nights at my small group, but truth be told, did not know that the fear and anxiety I experienced or the resulting sexual sin was in fact a sin. At age 13, I heard the gospel with more clarity than ever before. I heard that the God of the universe sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life and die a perfect death because he loved me. Not because he wanted me to prove myself to him or to pretend to be perfect, but simply because he saw me for who I was and he loved me. This truth produced a very real peace I had never felt before. If you spent much time at Watermark, you probably heard that authenticity can change someone's life. But I believe that no one wanted to know what was going inside my head or my heart. Facing fear of rejection and even the idea of being abandoned for sharing my struggle allowed Satan to keep me hiding in shame and fear for more than 10 years. My attempts at controlling my life always came back void. One day I swear I wouldn't masturbate again, and then I would have a bad day at school or I'd do poorly on a test and would immediately seek out the safety of my habits. I began to see that I needed to change my behaviors, but instead chose to stay in my sin because I was afraid of letting it go. I said I followed God, but my attitude, actions, and apathy clearly showed the world that I wasn't a Christian. I would use God as a fix-it man and only prayed or read my Bible when I was truly lost and alone. I wanted a Band-Aid, not a new limb. After college, I moved back to Dallas for a job and found myself putting fresh roots down at Watermark. I had heard so many things about regen and thought to myself, one day I'm probably going to have to do that. When I joined a community group, I was faced with the reality that I would either continue to lie about my struggle with sexual sin, or I could confess and be forced to walk away from my sin. What surprised me most about making the decision to share this nasty part of my life with these women is that I wanted the change. I wanted to be free of my sin and live knowing that my closest friends knew all of my junk and I would never have to walk in guilt or shame again. I came to Regen for the first time on October 9th, 2016, with another girl in my community group. I wasn't scared to be here. I was hopeful that by paying my dues, I would get fixed and be able to move on with my life. Obviously, my prideful plan failed because here I am, still at Regen, guys. Early on in recovery, I knew that there were things I was going to have to face head on. I could see changes in the women in my group most clearly when I couldn't see them in myself. The Lord began to shift my perspective on letting go of sin, pain, and harms. By spending daily time in those steps, I began to understand how God sees me and those who have hurt me. He sees my sinful habits and calls me to walk closely with him and far away from my sin. A verse that has been a constant reminder to me through recovery, specifically when it comes to inventory and confession, is John 15:2-4. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. As my group approached inventory, my worry began to rise. I had heard the stories and knew that my crap was about to hit the fan. I'll tell you something that I didn't think I would say. Inventory is one of my favorite steps. God showed up in incredible ways in those 6 weeks. I was a complete mess. Don't let my excitement fool you. I was crying all the time, and I have no shame in telling you that while at Panera on Beltline, I burst into tears, begging God to give me the courage to keep pressing into the hard, ugly, and painful. Yet God never left me. Every lesson, he brought me through the fire and continued to shower me with grace. Like I mentioned before, Regen didn't fix me, and there were definitely moments I wish it had. My walk with Christ is now marked by freedom more often than fear. I'm not trying to hide my sin from God or my loved ones. God has restored some relationships, and others are still not reconciled. I still get fearful, and I seek control when I believe the lie that I can do it all, and my community gently reminds me each time that the burden of life is not on my shoulders. How awesome is that? Being fearful in so many areas of my life, I avoided conflict and hard conversations every chance I could. Fear would tell me that I was too sinful to call others to repentance or not faithful enough to ask the hard questions. Because of the freedom Christ has given me to be who I am and live with boldness, he has given me the grace and courage to step into really challenging moments with those I love to speak truth. How I interact with others is constantly shifting from harsh comparison and judgment to compassion. The hard work I put into inventory and confession have laid a groundwork for which God can build a new life in me. I am not fixed, and I say this repeatedly for my own benefit. Even in applying for Regen leadership, the fear of knowing I would have to get on this stage and share this story almost kept me from pressing submit on my application. In the last 6 months, I have experienced great personal loss, which has caused me to fear the future in a way that has truly affected my walk with Christ. All the while, in leading an amazing group of women through the steps, he is reminding me each day to trust him. God is not my enemy. I am loved beyond anything I can imagine, and he has not given me anything that is too big for him to handle. Every day, I have the choice to step back and allow God to create my path or try to control my own life. I don't always choose wisely, but when I do, there is great peace and comfort in knowing that my God is bigger and better than any fear. If you hear only one thing tonight, hear this. Christ died to give each of you a free and full life. Don't allow the fear of rejection or judgment keep you hiding in sin. Make tonight the night you share for the first time what is holding you back from living a truly free life in Christ. I promise it's worth it. My name is Erin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear. And to God be all the glory.